Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Lower Manhattan is relatively calm after yesterday's Occupy Wall Street demonstrations. There were also protests in Atlanta, Connecticut, Washington, outside bank headquarters in Portland, Oregon, and San Francisco, marking 2 months into the movement. Occupiers in Oakland didn't participate. They're planning a protest tomorrow. Occupy Philadelphia voted to move its camp to allow a $50 million construction project to begin. They're trying to get a permit to set up in a new site. And a former Philadelphia police captain was one of 200 arrested in New York yesterday. Retired police chief Raymond Lewis reportedly encouraged the police arresting him to watch the scathing documentary about Wall Street, Inside Job. Kara Buckley of the New York Times starts us off. Kara, New York Mayor Bloomberg said some protesters yesterday deliberately pursued violence. We saw pictures of a young man with blood on his face. Police say he had a number of previous arrests and had thrown a battery at them, but police also used force yesterday. So what are officials saying?
Well, I think, you know, you've got sort of different perspectives going on. You know, the ones who have been supportive of the Occupy Wall Street movement have certainly denounced the mayor as A, eviction, and then B, what they sort of see as police aggression against the protesters. That said, you know, the police did stay out of Zuccotti Park for a very long time, almost 2 months, sort of let protesters within there run the show. You know, we all saw images on TV yesterday of, you know, police wielding batons and nightsticks and, you know, pushing the protesters around and also the protesters pushing back. So I think there's a sense that on both sides there was a bit of antagonism. But, you know, while the mayor said that, he also said he could understand the roots of the frustration that the protesters and their supporters were feeling regarding the economy, and that he also said that overall both sides showed some restraint. So sort of mixed messages from Mayor Bloomberg, which has sort of been par for the course throughout since the demonstrations began.
Well, we know the unions have been showing interest in the movement. Yesterday, several leaders were arrested. George Gresham, president of 1199 SEIU, the healthcare workers, and also the president of SEIU, Mary Kay Henry, were arrested, along with Kevin Doyle, executive vice president of SEIU. Can you tell, how are the original occupiers greeting many who are now coming to the cause? Actually, it seems like, when you tell me, it seems like people coming to the cause after the tents were removed.
They feel the more the merrier, the more the better. You know, what their rallying cry, we are the 99%. They, you know, beg police to come and join their ranks. And there's certainly, you know, there's a mutually beneficial relationship between the original Occupy Wall Street protesters and the unions. You have the unions, because they're throwing their weight behind Occupy Wall Street, which they, you know, did starting in early October, it gives the protesters more sort of, if you would like, institutional legitimacy. Like, this can't just be easily dismissed. And on the union side, it gives them brand new attention, you know, fresh eyes looking at it, because it's gotten a bit, their message perhaps a bit tired over the years in the eyes of many. And this gives a certain spark to it. So both sides are, you know, equally embracing each other, I would say, and certainly equally embracing each other's causes.
Well, they also have their critics who say, what's the point? They're angry at what they see as, you know, damaging public property. But another protesters tweeting today, lots of people complaining, it's not clear what happens next. To me, that's exactly what's so captivating. Do we know, is there anything planned for the very next? In other words, is there something planned for tonight, something planned for tomorrow, or is it still amorphous at this point?
It's still amorphous. I mean, they're still planning, at least in New York, you know, to meet with their general assemblies and the smaller groups, the working groups. In that sense, it's a day-by-day process. What they have done is organized in various working groups that do have ties with community groups. But in terms of big movements, I'm not sure. There had been talk of a national convention of different Occupy Wall Street groups. But I, as far as I know, that's still very much in the planning process.
Kara Buckley of the New York Times, thanks so much.
Thank you.